we'll have like new ownership the following week.
We haven't even talked about the toxic waste dump they have.
With the slime, with the toxic slime.
But we'll save the Disney stuff for next week.
All right.
We're on board, though.
Yes, we are.
I had Diana call to tell them we would be more than glad to help them out next week for their 40th birthday.
Oh, goody.
Proud that they've announced that they'd like us to join them.
Proud to be associated with Disney.
Absolutely. Now, Sally Fox. Here's the story with Sally Fox. I don't know how we came across Sally Fox. She called us one day out of the blue. Had to be, how long ago was that, Diana? 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
Something like that. She thinks Bob Hope is violently insane.
Yes, she does.
I know you're saying, okay, who doesn't think Bob Hope is violently insane? But she wants to sue Bob Hope because she thinks Bob Hope is violently insane. She told us that she believes Bob Hope was sending her messages through her television.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we realized even before we spoke with Ms. Fox that she's not quite right.
So we wanted her to be one of our regulars.
Yep.
Put her in the Rolodex there with, what's his name, with the long hair? The guy, you're looking well today, Mr. Zodiac?
Yes, Professor Zodiac.
The late Major Bill Smith.
Hello.
Sally, baby.
Hello, how are you?
Sally, it's Don and Mike again.
Good to hear from you.
Listen, long time, no speak, Sally.
Right, I've been in and out of jobs and just trying to get by, surviving, you know.
Are you still living down in Louisiana?
No, we moved to Poplarville, Mississippi. I went back with my old boyfriend.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's about 75 miles north of New Orleans.
Sally, first question for you. Do you still think Bob Hope's violently insane? Because, you know, we're with you on that.
Well, I absolutely think so. In fact, I think so much that I sued him.
You did? You think he's getting worse in his old age?
This last tirade about a month ago was absolutely unbearable.
All right, now tell me, what tirade did Bob Hope make?
About a month, well, I guess it was his last one. Well, he's always constantly there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's a classic psychopath.
Yeah, we do too.
Now tell me about the event itself with Bob Hope. What happened last
week? Well, it wasn't one special event. It's just been abuse and harassment for years and years and years.
Now, how has Bob Hope abused you and harassed you?
Mentally.
Mentally?
Is he communicating with you telepathically?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What is he saying to you, Sally?
Oh, the most vile and perverse and murderous and just terrible thoughts that are just unbelievably terrible. I don't know where they come from, how they can come from a human being.
Cover yourself up with oil and go out and murder somebody.
The most vile, perverse.
I want to tell you,
very perverse.
Disgusting thoughts.
Well, now, Sally, keeping in mind that we're doing a radio show for the whole family to listen to, can you tell us, in toned down terms, what Bob was telling you? What kind of perverse stuff?
I don't know where to begin. Which one would you like first, the burning pubic hair?
Oh, my God!
Well, that's a good place as any to start. Let's hear about that.
Well, that's one of his favorites.
Really?
And black people are another one of his favorites.
Well, let's not go down that road.
We'd rather not hear that, Sally.
We'd rather just stick with the stuff that he said to you personally about you.
Yes, perhaps, you know, if you can keep it on a family level here, you could tell us about the burning pubic hair.
Let's not. Let's pretend I didn't say that. But that's just one. He has a fascination with the libido. It's a battle between the ego, the id, and the superego.
Uh-huh.
And he has a fascination with the libido, and he likes to touch it and make it feel things. And I know I'm not the only one. What I was wanting to tell you, in my lawsuit, I have two other plaintiffs who have
joined libido,
me.
Baby. Oh, really? And who are they?
Just two friends from New Orleans.
Now, are they people who have also had communications with Bob telepathically?
Yes, and they have suffered negatively from it. The statement that I got them to sign says, I'm interested in becoming a plaintiff in the above lawsuit.
How can Mike and I join you in this?
Would you like to?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll send you a statement.
Can I tell you something? It's so funny that you mentioned that about the hair.
Yes.
Because I had a message not from Bob Hope, but from his wife, Dolores.
Yeah.
I said Dolores, too.
She's involved. She sends messages to Don all the time.
She wants to do a lot more than burn my hair.
Yeah, they're murderous, violent messages that Dolores sends to Don.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Every night. I haven't slept for weeks.
Well, you said that he had interfered with your dreams.
Yes, Bob Hope was not only my dream, but also, well, Mike, didn't he invade your dreams many years ago?
Yeah, you know, it went from, it used to be Bing Crosby, but then Bob Hope began to invade my dreams, and I don't even want to discuss some of the things he suggested. I'm sure you feel the same way, Sally.
Now, Sally, I want you to meet a boy we have on our show. Would someone bring Rob A. in?
Rob A.
We've got a boy, Rob Spiewak. He's not a boy, he's a man. He has been incredibly tormented by Bob Hope. You would not believe the things that Bob Hope has told him.
On and on, every night. There's not a night that goes by where Rob A. isn't awakened by a violent dream centering around Bob Hope's messages.
Here he comes now.
We don't understand. How does he send these messages, Sally?
I just think it's because he uses abnormal thinking processes. I don't think normal people can do that.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah?
I know you don't like talking about this, but we're doing almost a therapy thing here today with Sally Fox.
Hello, Sally.
She, like you, myself, Mike, and a few other people, are getting these messages from Bob. Will you tell her about the dream you had the other night about Bob?
Oh, I got to tell you. It was, like Mike, it was Bing is around sometimes as well.
You're right.
Somehow he draws Bing Crosby into it as well.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It's like a road picture.
Does he send you the one about the orange juice?
Yes, the Valencia
orange
juice.
You know the one about Walmart?
No.
You know what I have?
Oh, wait, hold it. What about the Walmart one?
Did you know the one about Walmart?
No, what's that one, Sally?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
No. Just give me a few more details because I think I'm tracking with you.
Well, you walk in and there are altars.
Yeah.
Altars in the Walmart.
Yes. And Bob.
Bob's wearing one of the vests.
Well, it's more of a vestment.
He's right. There with the All-American college football team.
That's right. And he made me, please, he made me to worship to Sam Walton. Man, why are you laughing now?
Oh, that wasn't in mine.
Well, that was very much in mine. He's an evil man.
He's an evil, evil man, but we're going to get him.
That's right.
And Don and Mike, I think what you're doing to save America is just honorable and...
God bless you, Sally.
God bless you.
God bless us all.
And I'll be sending you a couple of these statements, and you sign them and return them to me.
I would be more than glad to. And you know who else is really into this? Is my boss. His name is Ken Stevens.
Oh, Ken Stevens. Ken Stevens gets no sleep.
Should I send him one?
Please do.
Send him two.
I'll send you three. Does your friend want one?
Do you want one, Robbie?
Please.
I can't tell you about what Bob's done to Ken.
Mm-hmm. If you could, Sally, write down in detail your Walmart problem, because I think we might be on the same page on that one.
I didn't go too deeply into that one. I think I didn't like the ending in that one.
How did that end, Sally?
Well, Bob Hope loved me, and we ran away and got married.
Oh my God!
Oh, that's very much different from mine.
Sally, can I ask you a really personal question?
Yes.
Has Bob ever forced himself on you?
Mentally?
Yes.
He has never stopped.
He's never stopped. But Sally, does he ever use food sexually in these fantasies?
He can make me overeat.
He can make you overeat. Yeah.
That's what he did to me in the Walmart. He took me into that cafe in the back of the Walmart.
I want you to eat now, baby. I'm a grilled cheese, baby.
It's like he rewards me when I'm doing something that's hurting myself.
Right.
We're all there.
Yes.
Sally, listen, I got to tell you something. Mike and I have been, and Rob A., the three of us, we've been holding this inside since the last time you spoke to us on the program. It had to be 4 or 5 years ago.
I can't believe it.
Oh, you're kidding. I thought you were getting a lot of response from people about this issue.
Sally, let me tell you something. It's only since we've come in contact with you that we've had the courage to come forward and talk about this. People, if you can believe this, but we've talked about this before, people have thought we're nuts.
I have too. I've been institutionalized. The police came to my house and took me to a mental institution one time when I wrote a letter about Bob Hope.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Me too.
How many times have you been institutionalized, Sally?
I haven't for years, but when Reagan was president, I couldn't get out of them. I was in one for about a year.
Do you think that was Reagan's fault?
No, I'm not going to blame the government.
That was Bob's fault.
I would say Bob Hope. I have nothing against the government.
All right.
I don't want to make any trouble to the government. It's allowed this suit to happen.
Sally, has Brooke Shields ever been in these dreams?
No.
Joey Lawrence?
No.
Phyllis Diller?
LaToya Jackson?
No. Mostly I just see Bob and
Jim K. Bullock?
and boogers and blood clots and things flying around.
Boogers and blood clots?
Bugs and
that's the name of my new album.
Anything that's vile and dirt and anything and that's nasty. I mean, killing and perversion and interfering with Mike.
I want to tell you,
we missed you, Sally. God, we missed you.
Yes, we have.
We missed you. Well,
thank
Sally,
God you're back.
Sally, listen, don't be a stranger to this program. Do me a favor. Send me the forms, and we'll call you back as soon as we receive them.
Okay, but now they have got to settle or file a counterclaim or a motion for an extension of time by July 19th.
I will get them right out to you.
So I'm going
to
put them in the mail right now.
Please do. We'll sign it. And please send Ken Stevens two of them.
And make sure in Ken's copies you
I'll send you Ken.
And put Ken's, put the boogers and blood clots in the in the Ken one.
I'll send you 10.
BNBC.
Perfect. All right, listen, this Bob Hope thing has got to come to a head, and I hope that we can finally take him to the next level.
Well, you realize you're saving my life because their only in defense was that I was the one who was crazy.
Oh, no.
How can they say we're all crazy?
Not you.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, no, you're as sane as any of us, Sally.
Glad to help you, Sally. We're
God
glad
bless
to help
you. God bless you all.
Right, right back
God
at
bless you,
you,
Sally. Okay.
That's
all right, talk to you soon.
Let me talk to your producer.
Okay, hold on, Sally. Hold on.
Whoa!
I find it amazing that she was able to find a lawyer to represent her in this.
I'm not.
I think it was the same lawyer that helped Major Bill sue Graceland.
I want to murder. Blood clot.
Murderous. Perverse. Hi, this is Bob Hope. I hope you'll join me for boogers and blood clots in the Bahamas.
Bob Hope. I'll be showing your pubic hair on fire tonight. But first, there's little Joey Lawrence.
Any Moplin?
Any Moplin, right?
Right, yeah. Come on in, Joey. Show us some of your boogers here. Will you please?
Here's Charo with her blood clot. Come on, Charo. She marvelous, right? Yeah.
I am just amazed that at one point Sally Fox was institutionalized. Wow,
that's not right.
Oh,
for a whole year.
Oh, you ready to take a call about Disney?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, we got to switch gears so fast on this show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Radio Gods.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I'm a big fan of yours, okay?
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Since I moved out here from Anaheim, California.
Okay, we appreciate that.
And you know what's in Anaheim?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Evil D.
No, not quite the Evil D. I agree with the Evil E.
But the Evil E runs the Evil D. The
well,
D wasn't evil when W was alive.
That's right.
Well, okay, but I was going to say, you do all this Disney bashing, and, you know, I know firsthand some of it from actually working at Disneyland.
You've been brainwashed.
They know we're right.
No, I've been brainwashed.
Yeah, they brainwashed their employees.
No. See, I wasn't working for Disney. I was working for MSE.
Well, what is the point of the call, sir?
Well, ain't you got nothing good to say about Disney? Anything at all. I like one good thing. Everything else y'all do is great.
The monorail operators' uniforms are really funny to look at.
It's a Small World is a great ride.
Oh, please. I agree with y'all bashing on that. That's monotonous, but
listen, you're not a good representative to have this argument, sir.
Well,
yeah, you're not. Okay. You're not a good spokesman.
You don't have your side together.
They are holding to the ideals.
What?
Of Walt Disney.
They are. Listen to me. Now. Listen to me. This is. Hold on. Hold on a second. This is exactly what is at the root, the crux of what we're talking about. It's not the same company as when Walt Disney ran it. When Walt Disney ran it, no doubt they wanted to make money.
Yep.
But making money and raping the public was not their number one goal, which it is now. How else can you explain the merchandising, the way that they sell stuff? The way that they take a movie and they put it out on the market for only 30 days and they say, kids, get your parents to buy this now, because if you don't get it now, you'll never be able to see Pinocchio.
And in their film divisions, notoriously the tightest company in filmmaking as far as what they pay people to do their work for their movies and their animators. And, you know, how many times has Disney been sued because they didn't want to pony up the dough for some of the talented people that have produced some of the products that they've offered over the
years?
Well,
there is that, but you're going to get that in any big corporation.
Not on the volume that Disney gets it.
Well, okay, maybe they're a little over-greedy, but still, there's still some basic value over-greedy there.
What is the basic value? What is the basic value? What is the value you get?
When you go to the park and you talk with some of the employees that aren't brainwashed, that actually do have the Disney, I hate to say the Disney spirit that. You
what
know,
is the Disney spirit? Explain what the define that you were not able to defend the Disney ideal. Now explain what the Disney spirit is.
It's
yes.
When you enter the park, okay, you're stepping out of the real world. There's
no listen.
Crime,
this is your problem. Oh, you're so stupid. You're so wrong. When you step out of the park, you might as well just hand your wallet over to them. That's what they want.
Well,
they don't care about ideals. They don't care about families. They care about money.
Well, but the punk on the street with the gun is going to take your wallet.
And there's never crime at Disneyland? Are you saying there's never crime at Disneyland?
Yeah, there is.
Uh-huh. Yes, of course there is.
There's crime at Universal, too.
We never said that there wasn't.
Studios for Universal.
Universal Studios is a much better park than Disney is. The rides, the attractions are more to a 1990s audience.
Yeah, for your thrill seekers and all, I'll give...
No, listen, you tell me, what's more exciting if you're going to go to a theme park? Do you want to go on the stinking Dumbo teacup ride, or do you want to go on the Back to the Future ride?
Well, Back to the Future.
Okay, then.
Same thing as Star Tours.
I think what you're saying about the Disney ideal and the Disney spirit is really the whole reason we don't like Disney, because of that hypocritical garbage that they spew out about the Disney mentality, the Disney way, helping mankind. They don't. They pursue the all-American dollar more than any corporate entity in the United States
of
America.
And if they just be honest about it, like other people who have that image, and I don't like to say nice stuff about McDonald's because I won't advertise with us, but let's be honest, McDonald's has the same stuff going for them, except they don't try to come off holier than thou. They say, listen, come to McDonald's, you're going to get a clean place, you're going to get good food, but basically, we want your money. They don't try to make it as something that they're not.
And there's nothing wrong with pursuing the all-American dollar. It's just that Disney tries to put themselves on this higher plane, and that's what we don't like that hypocrisy.
You know, we see behind the scenes the incredible freaking machine that is Disney when they put out something like Pocahontas, how they start gouging the public. For instance, you know that big free showing in New York?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much money they made at that, quote, big free showing?
How much?
They cleared like $20 million at their big free showing because they set up these big screens, and then they set a teddy bear that cost them 20 cents to make. They sell it for $20. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but why come off and say we're doing something for everybody because we love people?
Sure.
They're not. They just want to make money.
Everything they do is designed for the buck.
To make a profit. How else can you explain how, as soon as Jim Henson died, they could not wait to buy the Muppets. Got to get the Muppets. Got to make them Disney. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they're hot. Got to buy them. Got to get them. Got to make them Disney.
We picture Eisner in this big chair just going, I want all the characters. All the characters someday are going to be mine. Is Jim Henson dead? Get me the Muppets. I want them
now,
right now.
Again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's the American spirit.
Well, I agree with that. That's
capitalism. But they do it in a way such as to say, we're not out to make money. We're out to make people happy, like Walt. You know what Walt's doing right now? Walt is throwing up because he's seeing what Eisner's done to his company.
Oh, I know that. And unfortunately, I wish the Disney family was still running it. And, you know, Roy O. Disney.
Roy is a figurehead. Roy is nothing. Yeah. Roy is Eisner's lap boy.
If he had the cojones that Walt did, you know, he'd take it back. But...
Now, listen, Walt wasn't perfect either. We read that book about him, about his drinking and his Nazi stuff.
Remember his train, his little miniature train that he had to get drunk
and
get on.
The Marine Corps and all that good stuff.
Listen, I think we have defeated you in this debate, sir. Please, don't ever call again.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, well.
There we are, another... Good job.
Another victory in our belt.
Another soldier came into the camp.
We got a break. Please stay right there. We'll be right back. Man, my head's spinning.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
How are you? WJFK.
Like a big old piece of chocolate pie a mile wide. The The Don and Mike Show.
That's our names. Don't wear them out. And thank you for listening. Hey, when we give away stuff on the program this week, everybody qualifies to win a trip to Sandals Resorts, the Caribbean's number one ultra all-inclusive luxury resort for couples only. You'll visit one of six magnificent Jamaican beach resorts where everything is included: gourmet dining, unlimited drinks, water sports, and much more. You'll fly the new Air Jamaica soaring to new heights, offering nonstop flights 7 days a week to the island of Appleton Rum, Reggae, and Sunshine. We will give away a trip to Jamaica on this program tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Take away. We'll take. I don't know why I said we'll take away.
We'll take away. We'll take you away. This is Don and Mike. We'll take you away each and every day if you listen to this program.
I guess that's what I was thinking of, because I'm here looking at all the stuff we got. I got a whole stack of stories that I want to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Jethro Theater on today's program.
All right.
Can you get to Ted? We want to take phone calls here in a second. But I was momentarily stopped. I had a brain lock because I'm looking for a tape back there that I absolutely cannot find. I see today it's Patrick Stewart's birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for some of my best Jean-Luc Picard tapes.
You're still a big fan.
And I cannot find the one that I was looking for. The one that see if you can find the one where Q says, "Is there a John Luck Picard here?"
Right.
I've been back there. I've been looking for them. And then I thought, hey, idea, light bulb, use your noodle. Can't find a tape. That means time to go through our wacky drop-in tapes.
Good idea.
Choose a capital A.
Now you call us.
You'll always use one for a holiday, like Christmas and Easter, Columbus Day, the 4th of July. And when you talk about yourself, you use a capital letter I.
So you call us right now. Give us a letter of the alphabet, please.
I like the capital letters. You'll always choose for the
afternoon.
Monday, Tuesday, Friday,
January,
4th of July,
Thursday,
sentence.
We'll always use it, the capital letters.
The snap, crackle, pop,
hit the star.
Of the sentence,
the I that is you,
in names,
tons of places, what will you do? You capitalize.
Yep, we know the lyrics.
Someday we'll memorize them.
Way to go.
Thank you. Thank you, Don and Mike Singers. Now let's go to the phones and get someone to give us a letter of the alphabet. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on. No, that's not going to work.
Well, you know, that one was my fault. I'm sorry. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
I believe that is my fault. Hold on, let me reset the phone. Time out. Hello, Don. Hello.
That's much
phone.
Better.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, I want to pick a letter.
Yes, please.
K.
K. K was recently done with all of our Larry King tapes. We've gone through the Ks.
Okay, how about N?
N?
N.
As in Nancy?
As in Nancy.
As in Nancy. Have we done N's recently, Broyhill? Nope. All right.
Oh, he's going. Look at Broyhill going to the ends. He's ripping them all off the wall now.
Pull out the ends. Okay, and I've got something for you, my friend. It's a VHS copy of Robert Altman's movie Ready to Wear, and it's from Buena Vista Home Video. See, that's Disney.
Yeah,
that's We're giving away a Disney movie right
sure,
now.
Sure, we love that.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Where are you calling from?
Fairfax.
Fairfax, Virginia. Okay, thank you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
The letter selected M. We will now start going through the tapes. And remember, the goal of this is to eliminate the tapes that we no longer play.
That's right.
So it will be easier to find the tapes that we need at the times in the show when they would be appropriate.
Sure.
Like that. Did you ever find that Picard tape?
No, not yet.
No? See? He's still looking for it, just like I was.
Because we have, 2,500 tapes on the wall.
Okay. Here we go in the ends. Is this all we have in the ends? Five tapes?
There are not many.
There are not many ends?
No, that's not good.
All right. Well, then we could pick another letter also. Well,
sure.
Here's one from the ends that we can't get rid of.
And listen, Mama, he was naked and aroused.
Naked and aroused. That's the name of that tape.
All right. Here's another one from the ends.
What do you got here, Charlie?
Thank you. What is this one? This says, na, 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 from the ends.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
Chevy Chase doing the punting.
Okay, yeah.
No, 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 no.
That's right. All right, we'll keep that one. All right, from the ends, here is Newt Gingrich.
You have no idea what I called Mrs. Clinton because I have never commented on any of those things, and I won't. Thank you.
Mother a liar?
How's your sister, Newt?
What? I don't want to hear.
Hey, I saw that last night. I love his sister, man. His sister was so wonderful on this show. They said, aren't you concerned that you're embarrassing your brother? And her statement was, most of the time, he embarrasses me by what he says. Yeah. Man, great line. I think she's terrific. That's
you know what she looks like? She looks like olive oil.
She does look a little like olive oil.
Prettier than olive oil.
Yeah, she's a pretty. She is definitely a pretty. Olive oil didn't have that hairdo.
No, she didn't.
That's for sure. But, man, she everything they asked her, she just came right back, and I really enjoyed watching her.
Continuing in the ends, this is labeled National Pornographic. I don't know what this is.
Hello, I'm Sir Richard Davenborough.
Oh, this.
Homosexuality. Does it exist in the animal kingdom?
Timely.
Are there single-sex watering holes? Are there packs of wildebeest cruising the Nairobi in search of a chance sexual encounter? Do animal rights extend into the bedroom? Join me as we watch endless footage of animals sniffing each other's bodies. The next National Pornographic Explorer.
That's a keeper, of course.
You can't get rid of that.
I didn't recognize it from the label.
Mm-hmm.
All right, from the ends. And we're going to need another letter here, so keep those phones hopping. From the movie Nothing in Common with Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason.
All right.
I'm not staying in this lousy hospital. I'm feeling fine. I'm going home. Get me out of this chair!
Get
Hand off me!
You
want to stop
with malpractice? All right. You'll tell me if this has to be done right away, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow, bullshit! I won't be here tomorrow morning.
That's right. Yes, you will.
And if anybody touches my legs, I'll brain the son of a bitch that touches my legs.
You got no choice. You got no choice.
I hate doctors. I knew we'd find something wrong with me.
Because something is wrong with you. Get out of those clothes. Put this on.
I don't want to put that on. Your ass hangs out of it.
Just don't sleep on your stomach. Now
man. That's great. I love that.
And we finally found the Star Trek tape.
Oh, good. Cue.
Finally, yeah. Happy birthday, Patrick Stewart.
Come. Flowers, is there a John Luck Pickard here?
That slays me.
See, now, if I'd been able to find that 10 minutes ago, we wouldn't have had to enter into this discussion about what a mess our tapes are.
Now, what was that exactly? Was that Q coming on as a
That's
flower
Q
delivery man?
Delivering flowers. See, kind of funny because his name is Jean-Luc Picard.
And he's very evil, of course. He's on the bridge of the Enterprise, and that means bad news, right?
And you remember what a great guest Q was when we had him on our show recently.
Oh, absolutely wonderful.
Fantastic. You know, we only have two more tapes from the ends?
Really?
Only two more. It's a category without many tapes. Here's something from the Nutty Professor.
Simmer down and relax. I'm sure that we won't have to have another little talk like this again. Am I correct in assuming this?
Well, without question, you're absolutely, yes, we'll never have to correct our talk. We won't ever speak. That is, we'll never have to talk again. We just never will discuss talking. We shouldn't really converse about speaking.
Professor, our discussion has come to an end.
Is Eddie Murphy still working on a remake of The Nutty Professor?
I think so, yeah.
I read it somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, have we gotten rid of any of the end tapes, Charlie?
No.
All
right. No, they're all good.
And here's one more that we got to keep from Larry Sanders. This one is under N for network, okay?
I'm sorry about the confusion, Larry, but you know the network.
Yeah, they are a bunch of dickheads, aren't they?
That's why we get a lot of use on this show talking about Westwood One.
I'm sorry about the confusion, Larry, but you know the network.
Yeah, they are a bunch of dickheads, aren't they?
Well, you know what? You know what that means? That means we got to pick another letter.
Yeah!
Choose a capital, capital, capital letter.
I know it now.
You'll always remember for the holidays like Christmas and Easter. The 4th of July.
And when
you talk about yourself, you use the capital letter I.
Yeah,
da, da, da. I'm out the capital, capital, capital letter.
You'll always choose one more on Monday, like Christmas.
Monday, Tuesday,
Friday,
January, the 4th of July.
We don't know the word.
Stop it. Let's just get another letter.
Let's just get another letter.
You get better every time.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Speak to us.
You know, there's a problem with the 800 numbers, kids. Oh, there you go. Here they're ringing through. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes, you are on the air. Hi, where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
What's your name, please?
Alan.
Hi, Al. Thank you for listening. Will you pick another letter for us, please?
Oh, please do the M's. I would do anything to hear the Linda McCartney thing.
M's.
You know, I soiled myself the first time I heard
now,
that.
Have we done M's? No, if you've heard the tape before, it must be when we did. Have we done M?
Not too long ago.
It was a long time ago.
Well, Charlie Broyles is not too long ago. Listen, we really got to make some progress here. Will you pick another letter, please?
X.
Oh, come on.
No,
we don't have any tapes with X. Pick one more.
We don't want to hear any more of you soiling yourself.
Q.
Q. We do have X tapes.
From It's a Wonderful Life, X-Mass.
Oh.
We have two of them.
Good idea, Ernie. It's both. To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Listen, will you please pick a letter that you think we might have some tapes in a category with?
L.
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 Have we done L?
No, Charles says, what the L? That's right, we have not done L.
Are you sure? Didn't we? I remember going through all the David Letterman tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did it. We did do L.
All right.
Oh,
will you pick another letter, please?
G.
G. There's a good one. I don't think we've done G recently. G.
G.
G. It shall be. For you, also a copy of Robert Altman's Ready to Wear on VHS. It's sexually hilarious, and it's from Buena Vista Home Video. And thank you for listening in Sacramento.
Thank you. Gee whiz.
Hold on a second. We'll get to the G's right after this.
Radio Gods.
I think I'm kids for the British show and tell.
Don and Mike. Check out the big brain on Don and Mike.
Hey, that G letter, that's a killer letter. This is where we need to make some progress.
But this is a solid gold letter.
Let me count the number of G tapes in front of me. 2,
wow.
4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 34, 36, 40, 42, 44, 46, 48, 50. I'm going to estimate we have 100 tapes
at least
filed under the letter G.
Some good stuff in the G's.
So sit back, ladies and gentlemen, get set for some listening enjoyment, and let's see if we can cut the fat out of these G's, and maybe we can make some progress here.
All right, let's pick up the first tape.
Gilligan.
Okay.
Under the G's, Gilligan.
Mm-hmm.
I like it already. Hey, little buddy. You do.
I'll be down there and help you.
It's a huge fish. There'll be enough food for a week.
Food for a week. It's not a fish, it's a box.
Well, we can have a box lunch.
Very funny, Gilligan. Very funny. Well, come on, help me pull it in so we can see what's in it.
I don't know why we have that tape, but we can't get rid of it.
It's Gilligan, and I like the way, you know, we could have food for a week. They used to set it up for you, Gilligan. You would see that joke coming.
Little buddy, the late Alan Hale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to his restaurant. My wife and I went to his restaurant when we lived in California.
Right.
It was right off La Cienega Boulevard in Hollywood. We were driving one night looking for a place to eat, and we saw it was a like a life preserver. That had neon lights, and in the middle of the life preserver in the hole was the skipper's face.
Skipper!
We were driving by, and I said, look at that gun. Is California, this was like the third day we were in California, and mm-hmm. I thought it was truly the land of movie stars. Because
right.
Keep in mind, the first day we were in California, Fried and I were driving down Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood by the radio station, and I saw Kenny Rogers driving the other way in a Porsche. And because I was so crazy to see a star,
right?
I pulled a U-turn and took off after Kenny Rogers. And he had to outrun me. So I saw Kenny Rogers, and I thought, God, Alan Hale's restaurant, let's stop.
Yeah.
We go inside. We sit down at the restaurant. It's a little dingy, nothing place. And about halfway through the meal, the skipper himself shows up.
Skipper's there.
And he was bombed. He was absolutely bombed out of his mind. He spilled a bottle of wine on my wife, ended up buying our dinner.
There you go.
For free, so that's my story about the skipper.
He will be missed.
From the G's. Do we have any more Gilligan tapes?
No.
Oh, we got the theme. That's it, though. That would be it from the Gilligan's Island part of the show.
Just went back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
Everybody's familiar with that. We'll keep
I know that well.
You never know when that's going to come in handy. We're going to have lots of Gump. Mm-hmm. Lots of Gump to go through.
Okay.
As we continue in the G's, here's Gump.
What's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell my drill sergeant.
Damn it, Gump. You're that genius. That's the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must...
No.
This man, funny.
No. No, he's in studio. He's a host of Robot in Japan here.
Dina and John, don't screw it.
Don't screw
it. And say hi to Ari T. Bacchianimo.
Thank you, Hop Singh. Thank you, studio audience. And hello, Ladina. Hello, Johnny.
Hello,
Kim. Yeah. Listen, hi, good. Don't forget, answer the form of a question, please. I live with my mom. I'm wearing a clip on time. My suit is by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Unless we're playing the game, it's El Culo Quizmaster. Always call him Hop Singh.
Topic Irony.
And here are your categories on Low Budget Jeopardy. They are Super Bowl Trivia.
Hop Singh, I like football.
Name that TV family.
Family on TV. I like TV, too.
Men Over 50, Diana Sillman has had.
That's funny one. Lucia.
You know, she likes those guys.
Oh, yeah.
New on home video.
Mm-hmm.
And the much dreaded States and Capitals.
That's always a tough one, Eric Q.
Give it to you one more time and hear that. Super Bowl Trivia.
Yeah.
Name that TV family.
Okay, Abu Dhabi.
Men Over 50, Diana has had.
Yeah, this man's funny.
New home video. And States and Capitals.
He's going to be a movie star, you know.
Let's see, Latina. You're the challenger, plus you're a girl. I like girls better than boys. I'll start with you.
I think I'll take TV family for one.
Okay, pretty easy. I'll tell you the name of a TV show, and you tell me the name of the family, okay?
Okay.
For one, Family Ties.
The Keatons.
That was not in the form of a question.
Okay, Johnny, your chance to steal big time now.
What are the Keatons?
Yes, who are the Keatons, yes.
$1 for you, Johnny. That means you're in control, Johnny.
I will take TV families for two, please.
Okay. Dallas.
Who are the
Ewing? The
Ewing. $2 for Mr. Johnny and you select again, please. Select again, Mr. Johnny.
I'll take TV families for three, please, OQ.
Okay, winding up the category. The Wonder Years.
Who are the... I don't know.
Radina, your chance to steal.
Who are the...
No.
It's the Arnolds. Of course, you remember Kevin Arnold and his father, Tom?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tom Arnold with the big teeth and shaky hand. And Mr. Johnny, you're in control.
Okay, okay, I'll take States and Capitals for one, please.
All right, guys, these are not easy ones today. I'll give you the capital and you give me the state, please. The capital is Jackson.
What is Mississippi?
There you go.
$1 for you, Mr. Johnny. Select again, please.
I'll take States and Capitals for two, please.
For two. Concord.
What is Massachusetts?
Radina, your chance to steal.
What is New Hampshire?
There you go.
$2, you finally on the board, Radina. You select again for Hop Sing, please.
Okay, I will take home video on one, please.
No.
You want home video.
You must finish this category.
Okay, then State Capitals for three.
Okay, very good. Salem.
Massachusetts.
That was not in the form of a question.
Mr. Johnny, don't screw the LQ, Radina. Mr. Johnny, your chance to steal.
What is Oregon?
Oregon, yes.
$3 for you, Mr. Johnny. Select again, please.
I'll take Men Over 50, Diana has had.
Have you ever thought about getting braces, Hop Singh?
I know. Too late for Hop Singh. Hop Singh, 70-year-old.
I forgot you were on...
yeah.
When you were on Bonanza, wasn't David Canary from All My Children on the show?
Oh, yeah, Candy. He played Candy. He was good. Now he on All My Children. He played two roles. He played Stuart, the Stroh brother, and he played
Adam
Chandler.
Yeah.
He good. I have seen Ray King, but I have seen close to 70 years old. He ordered in Ron Green, and he dead.
Men over 50 that Diana Sillman has had. For one, oh, let me see. He played the Joker on television.
Who is Jim Carrey?
She had him when he was alive, incidentally. She hasn't dug up the body.
Radina, you chose to steal.
Who is Dean Martin?
Oh, kids, how soon they forget. Oh, Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero. Oh. He's so good. Johnny.
Cesar Romero, the Joker.
You ain't control me, so Johnny Cochran.
I'll take Mineral 50 Diana Sillman is that for $2, please.
Recently deceased co-star of Here's Lucy.
Who is Gail Gordon?
Yeah.
$2 for you, Johnny. You select again.
I'll take Mineral 50 Diana is that to close out the category, please, for $3.
Legendary CBS TV anchorman.
Legendary CBS. Who is...
Radina, your chance to see her.
Who is Dan Rather?
No,
Walter Cronkite, kid.
Yeah, that's the way it is. And Mr. Johnny, you in control.
I'll take new on home video for one, please.
Okay, these are all pretty easy. New on home video for one. This video stars Jim Carrey.
What is Dumb and Dumber?
There you go.
$1 for you, Johnny. Select again, please.
I'll take new on home video for two, please.
Co-stars Danny DeVito.
Co-stars Danny DeVito.
Please
what?
Don't repeat all the questions. It annoys me.
Sorry, what quiz master. What is Junior?
Radina, your chance to steal.
What is Junior?
Junior, yes.
Sudara for you, Radina, select again, please.
I'll take new on home video for three, please.
Co-stars Patrick Stewart.
What is Star Trek Generations?
There you go. Yes, ma'am.
$3 for Radina. She catch up quick there, Joe. You want to know score?
Yes, what is it? Don't call me Joe. You know my name's Don.
Okay, Joe.
What is the score, Hopsing? We got to work the abacus.
Okay. Johnny, I have a $10.
You thought about getting like a calculator?
Oh, no, this is the best thing in the world. You can also play this with bands, too. Cha-cha-cha. Radina have a $7 LQ. It's 10 to 7. Johnny, he's winning.
We have only one category left, and it is Super Bowl trivia.
Well, I will take Super Bowl for one, please, then.
Okay. They were the first AFL team to win a Super Bowl.
Who are...
You're a girl. You'll probably give me a funny answer.
AFL team.
Come on.
Who are the...
Come on. I'll give you time.
Oh, you give her time. She take all day.
Who are the...
So I know she'll have a girl answer.
Mow!
Come on.
Who are the...
Mow!
Pittsburgh Steelers. They're NFL, aren't they? I mean...
Nisa, Johnny, your chance to steal.
Who are the Green Bay Packers?
No, kids, the New York Jets.
Oh. Yeah. Broadway Joe Weary.
Yes, yeah. Joe Namath. Right.
Joe Weary Namath. Radina, your chance. You in control.
Okay, I'll take Super Bowl for two, please.
They beat the Washington Redskins in the first Super Bowl that the Washington Redskins were ever in.
Who are?
1972, I think. Yeah, I won't give you as much time this time.
Hey, Johnny, your chance to steal quick now.
Who are the Miami Dolphins?
Yes.
$2 for Johnny. You in control of the board.
I'll take Super Bowl trivia to close out the category.
This team won the first Super Bowl.
Who are the Jets?
Radino, your chance to steal.
Who are the Giants?
The Giants.
No,
it's the Green Bay Packers. The frozen tundra.
Oh, I'm outfield. They marched on the gridiron. It was a day they would not forget, so.
That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Hop Sing, my friend, what is the score as we head to the finals?
Mr. Johnny have a $12. Radina have a $7 LQ.
Anything can happen in the final round of Low budget, Jeopardy. So don't forget to answer in the form of a question. We'll physically force you both to bet it all, and good luck. The category is really tall guys.
Oh.
Really tall guys.
Not hot seeing.
Good luck, and here's the answer. It is the height shared by Kenny Loggins and Ed McMahon. Category really tall guys, and here's the answer. It is the height shared by Kenny Loggins and Ed McMahon. Johnny Ladina, don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on the Raw Veggie Jeopardy receive a new Hop Scene Raw Fat Cookbook. All the same delicious recipe, but now raw in salt.
Got any broccoli?
Raw in curry. And really raw in fat. If you eat a hop scene, a new raw fat recipe, you're really raw your cholesterol.
I'll increase your energy, Joe.
So enjoy cooking raw fat. Say goodbye to that pesky cholesterol. Now back to final Robot G Jeopardy with Alex G. Benson on it.
Why
don't you first your option? You want to go to Ladina? She roll woman on totem pole. Darn.
Ladina, hello. Ladina, it is the height shared by Kenny Loggins and Ed McMahon.
What is 6'5"?
Oh, Ladina, let me have the Don and Mike singers tell you. You I am so sorry. Let me bring John into this mess. John, my friend, returning champion, you can win if you have the correct answer.
What is 6'4"?
You win! Yes! Hey, right. Johnny, oh. Johnny falls you!
Yeah, that's right. 6'4". That's the correct height. John, you are the champion. Ladina, parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu, adieu.
Don't
go away mad. Just go away. Listen, these gifts that Hop Sing has for you. But first, Johnny will tell you about the money that you won.
Your score to a $24. We try in $25 bonus. At previous time winning, you got the $102, Johnny. And Radina,
way to go!
Don't go away mad. Hear what you have. You get, what do you get when you mix basketball region, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and funny man Jim Varney?
What do you get when you mix Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Jim Varney?
You get Slam Dunk Honors, and you won it. Slam Dunk Honors from a Touchstone Home Video. By the way,
there's more.
It's a Road Atlas.
It's what?
It's a Road Atlas.
A Road Atlas, Don. Huh?
For you.
Oh.
Joe.
Oh, we're giving him a Road Atlas?
Courtesy of ABC, the Overy Don Carrefour Map Company.
All right, we're giving away maps now.
I'm Carrefoury, my friend. By the way,
there's still more.
Don.
Yeah.
Please mention the Furious Fog Food with Tennis Giveaway.
Oh, that is a note probably to me from Tammy. You shouldn't read that.
Okay.
Just read the stuff underneath.
You won a 4-pack of a ticket to the Reg Mason Tennis Classic, July 15th to 23rd, at William H.G. Fitzgerald Tennis Center, and a great munchies from a Furious Fog, yum yum, and so continental. Congratulations to you, Radina, and thank you for playing the game.
Thank you.
Kids, listen, I'll put both of you in the drawing. We're going to have in about 10 minutes here to win the trip to Jamaica. I hope you win. Have a great weekend, Ladina.
You too.
See you, bye.
Okay,
and
bye.
John, what, John?
Can I say happy birthday to my two sisters?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Jessica Volchek, and happy late birthday to Catherine Volchek.
Happy Labor Day.
I don't have happy birthday, so I had to play Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Hold on, Bolvia. Hop Sing, as always, great seeing you. Now that you've fulfilled your duties as the announcer, you know what you can do.
I go to get sexual oddities in Donnie's office.
Yes, you may help yourself to anything in the lower left-hand drawer.
Big fat dirty in jail. It's so good to look at magazine.
Hey, don't forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Goran Incorporated and distributed by King World. Gotta go to sex book.
I know you do. Bye, Hop Sing.
Bye.
You know, there's something. I can't believe Hop Sing, come back. There's something you forgot to say. Come on in.
I think I one thing to say. Just before I go out door,
yes.
It's for everybody on Big Weekend.
Yes.
You have a good weekend, Joe. And from a Hop Singer to your family, I hope you run into a gigantic vicious.
There you go.
So long.
Way to go.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
How are you?
They're the crack. You're the rats. The Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Let me fire these babies off right here and right now. The toe, tap and touch tones. Spurting out of your radio, making a noogie mess like little queen swimming upstream.
I'm old.
We'll take call 100 right now on our DJ phone. Let me give you some stuff and qualify you for the trip to Jamaica. Call 100. You are a winner at 1-800-636-1067. Let's make one last trip outside to the remote microphone being held by Bobo, the cancerous chain-smoking clown. Hello, Bo.
Don, no chicks in bikinis.
We did not have any chicks. However, Sandy from the sales staff more than made up for that.
Sandy, after what you said a moment ago, was wandering the hallways looking for towels.
Oh, she's still in the building.
No, she left.
She was moments ago. She left. Stacy, that's right.
She left. And
what
she
did I say?
You've been calling her Sandy. Her name is Stacy.
Oh, well.
And then I started calling her Sandy, too. And well, from now on, her name will be Sandy.
Sandy and Shelby.
Sandy at Zing. No, but she walked out afterwards, still dripping wet, and she says, thanks for the towel, Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Well. Rob, if you wouldn't mind, give Joe Rockhead one last blast.
Would you like him to sing?
Yes, I would, as we end our tribute to the 100-plus degree weather we've had.
As we go into the 106 days of summer.
Here we go. It's 106 days of winter, and as soon as we're done with that, we're going to do the 12 days of Christmas.
Super.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
ABC, 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 ABC,
he throttled me. He couldn't take it. He's down.
Rockhead's on
for the count.
He's out.
And I'm not above getting a man while he's down.
And Rob is just squirting him now, squirting his buttocks, squirting his head. Oh, he's on the ground. He's on his chest.
Just two boys frolicking and having fun.
Very nice.
There
Bravo!
Very
nice.
Bravo, Rob. Thank
nice
you.
Job today by both Joe Rockhead and Bobo, the cancerous chain-smoking clown, outside with a high-powered prison riot hose.
And the best thing is Monday morning when people come in and the grass out here is going to be 9 feet tall.
with all the water. Rob, come on in. Take your clown suit off.
Thank you, Don.
Your standard sign-off, please.
All right, live from the busy, hustling, bustling streets of Fairfax out in front of the Don and Mike building, it's me.
It's never not funny when you do that.
It's kind of a tradition, cut him off. Because every time he thinks of one of the times, I'm not going to cut him off.
That's right. He thinks you're going to go all the way with it.
A last look at the day's news. Here he is, right to my left and your right, Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. O.J. Simpson's doctor testified today that Simpson's a man who cannot move around very quickly because of injuries from his football career, but prosecutors got the doctor to admit that O.J. could have killed two people with a knife on June 15th of last year. The doctor had also testified that cuts on Simpson's fingers probably came from broken glass, but he admitted they could have come from a single-edged knife.
A knife is a possibility, but to me, the edges look a little bit ragged, but that was a possibility, but it seemed to me to be more consistent with glass, but certainly a sharp object can do that.
The cattle are dying in the Midwest from temperatures well into the hundreds. People are dying, too. At least 19 human deaths have been reported. Tens of thousands of people in Michigan have no air conditioning to protect them from the heat wave because the heat brought thunderstorms that tore down nearly 2,000 power lines in the Michigan area. In Chicago, city officials are frantically trying to persuade their hot citizens not to open fire hydrants. Thousands of illegally opened hydrants have dangerously lowered the city's water pressure, making firefighting nearly impossible. The heat wave, which now covers the eastern U.S., is expected to last through the weekend. The Serbs in Bosnia have attacked yet another United Nations safe zone. Muslims whose homes are on fire are scrambling to get out of the area, and they're scrambling for food, water, and missing relatives. The UN, which has lost a lot of its credibility over this, is demanding that the Serbs stop their aggression. France is asking its allies to join it in an invasion to stop the Serbs, but the allies don't seem to be rushing to the rescue. The number two man at the FBI, Larry Potts, has been removed from that post after questions about his role in a deadly FBI siege in Idaho 3 years ago. In that incident, agents shot and killed an unarmed woman. Some reports say Potts gave a shoot-to-kill order, but documents supporting that have apparently been destroyed. Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin says any federal agents who went to a law enforcement picnic in Tennessee last May could be in big trouble. Racist slogans were displayed at the whites-only picnic, which Rubin calls reprehensible. He told the Senate panel today that it appears only a few of the 300 people at the picnic were agents for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The governor of the state of Washington will have to cough up more than $97,000 to his former spokeswoman. The woman accused Mike Lowry of sexual harassment. His new spokesman says the payment is not an admission that Lowry did anything wrong. The prosecutor in the Susan Smith case says he'd be willing to let the judge sentence her if she pleads guilty to murdering her two sons. Don't expect her lawyers to go along with that at least five times in the last 17 years. South Carolina judges have sentenced people to death. Nine jurors have been chosen so far to fill a panel of 12 plus six alternates. Retail sales are up, factory production is up, and inflation is not. All that in government reports out today, but good news about the economy is often bad news on Wall Street. The Dow and the S&P closed lower today. Three really scary stories from the Buzz File, and it isn't even Halloween. Those stories, then sports, next. By a satellite from Westwood One Entertainment, you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Monica Seles has officially entered the U.S. Open. It'll be her first Grand Slam event since she was stabbed during a German tournament 2 years ago. Back then, she was the world's top-ranked player, but because of her long absence, she may be entered as a wild-card entry. In afternoon baseball today, the Cubs lost in Chicago's heat to Cincinnati 5-4. In the bottom of the seventh inning in the first game of a doubleheader, Cleveland leads Oakland 1-0. Finally, kids in Columbia, Maryland are being warned about some guy in a clown suit. He hasn't touched any kids yet, but he chases them and curses at them. Folks in a local apartment complex say the clown's been hiding behind buildings and trees and then jumping out to scare the kids. The clown wears face makeup, big shoes, and a green wig. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her parents 40 whacks. What do you do with the house where Lizzie Borden chopped up her mom and dad over a half century ago? Well, the people who own that Fall River, Massachusetts house
theme
these days...
Theme park!
You're very close. Thanks to inspiration from the O.J. Simpson trial, the owners say they plan to turn it into a bed and breakfast. Itchy and Scratchy's bed and breakfast. Sweet dreams. And Bruce Jensen of Bountiful, Utah, has just found out that the woman he married 3 years ago is really a guy. When he married the person, whose real name is Felix, she told him that she was pregnant with twins.
Prime time.
Bruce got suspicious when she later told him the twins were stillborn and left him, taking $40,000 of his money with her, along with some of his credit cards. Bruce says that when all this blows over, he plans to, quote, crawl in a hole for a few years and not let anyone within rifle range.
I'll try to make room for him.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
I'm going to spend a weekend in that hole.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
We can't now.
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's it. It's over for this week.
It's time to go home now?
Yes, it is. Go home. Try to take your baby to a movie. Let me get my call 100 here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Cello.
All right.
Cello. What's wrong with the phones here? Hold on a second. Hello. Don Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, hello, my friend. What's your name?
Ann from Rockville.
Hi, thank you for listening. Let me give you something. It's a road atlas for you.
Yes.
Courtesy of ADC, the Awfully Darn Careful Map Company. Drive carefully, my friend. And wait, there's more. A four-pack of tickets to the Lake Mason Tennis Classic. That's July 15th at the H.G. Fitzgerald Tennis Center. Go see Andre Agassi playing tennis in person.
Playing against Andre the Giant?
I don't know, sir.
Yeah, if he's playing against Andre the Giant, he needs a shovel.
And Andre Previn.
They'd need two shovels,
like,
wouldn't they?
Great.
They'd need two shovels. Hold on, Ed. You've qualified for the trip to Jamaica.
Is Andre Previn still with us?
Should be. Is he dead or alive? Do we know Andre Previn?
I think he's alive.
All right, well, someone will find. And alive you shall be. Let me give away the trip to Sandals, the Jamaican resort right now, the Caribbean's number one ultra all-inclusive luxury resort. All the names are right here, right to my right now. The winner is... Oh, I think this is the woman that tried to play tuba teller this week.
Really?
Melba.
Melba.
Yeah. Melba Dance.
Yay, Melba.
Let me see if I can get her.
She definitely was one of the contestants.
She is going to be thrilled. Hey, ain't that something? And she was upset because she didn't win the $50.
Yeah, well, this may cheer her up.
Yeah, I think this would make it all worthwhile for old Melba. Hey, Melba, baby, where are you?
Come on, Booger.
Come on, Melba, big news.
Booger and Blood Clot.
Hi, it's Booger and Blood Clot on the phone.
I'm Booger.
And I'm Blood Clot.
Good morning. Woo!
Have a great weekend.
For calling. Newsweek 372.
Yeah, we'll leave our message.
We can't come to the phone right now, but we'd be happy to return your call if you'd leave your name and phone number at the sound of the tone.
Yes, Melba.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Melba. Melba, baby. Hello, Don and Mike.
Big news for you, Melba.
Congratulations, Melba. You have won a trip to Sandals Resorts, the Caribbean's number one ultra all-inclusive...
What?
Melba, you have won a trip to Sandals Resorts, the Caribbean's number one ultra all-inclusive luxury resort for couples only. You'll visit one of six magnificent Jamaican beach resorts where everything's included. Gourmet dining, unlimited drinks, water, sports, and much more. You'll fly the new Air Jamaica, soaring to new heights, offering nonstop flights 7 days a week to the island of Appleton Rum, Reggae, and Sunshine. Melba, thank you for listening to the program.
Oh, I'm an enjoyable show.
That's Andre the Giant.
Have a good time, Melba.
Thank you. Thank you, Melba. Melba, enjoy your trip. For those of you listening in Chicago, make your way to Nudes Aplenty in Roselawn, Indiana this weekend. See our emissary, Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy was semi-nude when he left here today.
Coach Buzzes leave Chicago at 7 a.m. Saturday morning. Price includes Price includes round trip and entry to event. For information, to RSVP to Nudes a Poppin', call 312-252-2690. Dennis Murphy's trip to Chicago, sponsored in part by the Claridge Hotel, minutes to Michigan Avenue, shopping and the Chicago Zoo. Blocks from the beach, it's the best location in downtown Chicago. For reservations, call 800-245-1258. We will have Dennis's reports on the show Monday. Now, has he promised us, Diana, that he's going to make it here?
Yeah.
What time does his plane arrive back?
Actually, he gets back late Sunday night.
Late Sunday night, great. Yeah. So when have we got him booked for Monday?
Whenever he gets here.
Or can we try to make it earlier than before later?
Yeah.
I have just a prediction that I think Dennis is going to go on the adventure of his life this weekend.
We'll hear all about it on Monday's program. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't kill yourselves. Take care of yourselves. God bless you. I love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Beauty and Sherry.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
Oh, that's it still there. We haven't talked about this yet today.
It's a smaller voice that I have, see? It's a little bit smaller.
No, hold on. Take your glasses down.
Yeah,
I was going to say it's almost gone, but no, it's still
alive.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's because you got some sun today in your face. When you're playing golf, the sun kind of hides it.
Yeah, I tried to burn it off.
Have a great weekend. Diana Sillman, Radio's number something producer, throw your sombrero in the air. Do it, girlfriend.
You might just make it after all.
Don't blow up your hands.
Hold on, here comes the sound effect. Here's what we waited for. And... Oh.
What happened?
What happened, Rob?
Are you all right?
Rob almost set himself on fire.
Oh, man. Boom! Smoky room.
Smoke bomb. Tommy Joe, me want beyond you show.
So long, everybody.
A grease man follows. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Agent Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
What best thing on the radio?
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still a good time was had by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures in Dixland.
Bonnie boy. There go two of the good ones. You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike. Kick ass.
Don and Mike. Kick ass.
Wilcox.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information. A mindless chatter. We're your station.
Price, service, and selection. Country style.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Right on!
Right on!
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what we mean is turn up the sound on the record machine.
Yep.
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom 15. You know his taste, it's oh so nifty. So let's start to swing and let's start to sway. Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Now let's hit the road and head for home with this one.